You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, and 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. Started out the day, and we're still about the same place. Wind chill of 20 degrees below zero, 5 below in Oshkosh, 2 below in Appleton, 2 below in Green Bay. We had Brittany Merlot on earlier, talked about it being 24 below zero wind chill in Wausau. 40-degree wind chill below zero in Superior. And just some crazy, crazy weather. Special thanks having Brittany on today. Lance Allen, who's on his way to Arizona to cover the Brewers from CBS 58. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Wonderful segment. She's so knowledgeable about that stuff. And now Paul Vandenplas, content creator of Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Hey, thanks for having me back, guys.
You bet.
Great
just
to have you.
Before we get to you, I just want to say that this weather, how cold and... It's going to be 40 degrees above zero a week from today.
Of course. That sounds like Wisconsin.
Okay. Difference.
That's pretty cool. All right. So how are you doing, man? You've been at this for how long? Wonderfully Wisconsin, you're doing your podcast, featuring on some of the most unique things in our community?
Sure. This is probably, I think, month eight now I'm doing this. So not super long, but...
No, but you kicked it off when the first time you were here, I think.
I had only been doing it, I think, 2 months.
Right.
First time I was here.
So what's gaining traction? Tell people what you do first. I mean, you go... pretty much anywhere.
Oh, sure. So I'm featured on social media. My biggest is TikTok. But I've recently moved over to Facebook because I realize a lot of people don't have TikTok, Instagram. If there's a social media platform, I'm on it.
Who wouldn't have TikTok? Yeah. Jeez, come out of the dark ages.
So I just make videos that are roughly a minute, and it's just a quick, here's this place, this is why it's special, come visit, and here's the information that you need.
Well, Kristen even said with her things, it's real tight.
Keep yes.
them, you know, she was doing 5 minutes. It's like, no, three. No.
Exactly. Especially with the kids today. They don't want to watch an hour video about some waterfall somewhere. It's just like, yeah, give them the info. They're like, okay, that's cool.
But there's still a market for that. People like me.
I'm just kidding.
I don't watch waterfalls for an hour. What do people, I mean, you see how many, whatever it's called. Whatever it's called, how many downloads, whatever. You see how much attraction you get.
Absolutely.
What are people attracted to?
I guess that's a tough question
without
to
telling
answer.
Any trade secrets. Right. I respect that.
I think it's just showing off things that people... I have two types of content that do really well. It's either the thing that nobody's ever heard of or the place like... if I would do Lambeau Field. Everybody knows about it and has an opinion about it. So then people... They'll want to tune in. They'll want to see it. They'll want to comment on it.
But also the dive bars or what's something that people don't know about that you cover and you get a lot of clicks. That's the word I was
looking
for.
A lot of like county parks that people don't know about. So
oh, really?
I did. Yeah. Like Dells of the Eau Claire County Park up near Wausau. Beautiful. It looks like you're in Wisconsin Dells. There's just rocks and bluffs right
That's
on
cool.
the Eau Claire River. It's so beautiful. It costs no money to go. There's the Ice Age Trail goes right through. Yeah. You can walk. You can take your dogs. You can do a picnic. And, yeah, costs no money to go. And if you didn't live in that local area, you'd have no clue it was there.
No.
How are you finding these?
Google.
Oh,
right?
And then I have a lot of people who like my content, and so they'll send me messages and be like, you got to check out this place. I want to see it. So that helps. I always say we're more like a community. I'm just kind of the face of the community of these people who love Wisconsin and want to show off these really unique things.
Awesome. So you're doing this whole Wonderfully Wisconsin. That's the name of your segment.
Yes.
And 2 minutes long on something either that everybody knows that they want to know more about, or it's something that people don't know about. Can I ask you, how do you monetize something like that? Because I think you got a pretty cool job. Right,
sure.
To go around, do videos, and I'm sure people are very welcoming to you because they want free advertising,
oh,
right?
Of course.
Or do you charge them?
No, I haven't charged anyone yet. It's just because I'm ultimately, I'm my own boss, so I'm making the decision on the places that I want to go and feature. I'd hopefully like to. I'm starting to branch out to, okay, if you're a business and you want some more exposure,
right?
Hey, you know, I would come in. If it's not exactly a place that I would go to on my own, hey, I'll feature you. You just have to be, you know, Wisconsin business, something small.
Right.
You know, it's like I'm not going to go and do a video for Walmart. It's not
right.
What I'm doing.
Well, that's cool.
But is it one of those things, though, too, where you're there's a part of you that's just, I always wanted to do something like this. I mean, some of these people make a lot of money. And Jim normally dances or tries to dance around it. But tell me about your financials. Tell me how much money.
He doesn't have to tell me.
So he used a good term of monetize.
I didn't know if you charge.
And that's why I'm wondering, too, is this a moneymaker yet?
Yeah, I've started to actually make some money off of it.
Good.
The monetization is the actual.
We beat around the bush long enough. Let's get to it here, Paul.
But that's
what are you driving?
That's actually the term that TikTok uses, is that I have monetized accounts. So they pay me. I think it's like $1.30 per 1,000 views, and they have to be qualified views, so it has to have a certain amount. So it's not like, okay, I have a million views, so then okay, you divide that at the $1.30 per 1,000. It doesn't work that way, but you know, if I do a million views, it's like, well, I'm probably getting $200 off of it, which is not a ton. It pretty much just recoups my costs.
But you got the entire world that could be a potential customer,
that's
right?
That's just it.
Well, I mean, right. And
you must be feeling pretty good about this draft coming up too, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, see, that's I had some contact with some folks at the city of De Pere. They want me to come in and feature some of their businesses because, hey, they want people to know that are coming in, like, hey, we're right down the road from Green Bay, and we have wonderful businesses.
Right.
So that's where it's like I'm going to start branching out and hopefully start to
work.
Yeah, don't disrespect. Don't take this the wrong way. But I don't think Green Bay needs you for that. You know, these other areas are the ones that need
exactly,
you.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, working with that, I have a meeting today with a really big brand here in Wisconsin that everybody knows to actually enter into a partnership. So getting paid that way to do content.
Save
for
big money. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Hey, if Menards wants it, I'm going to live with that.
That's exciting for you. I mean, and people, they just, Google, what do they do to get onto Wonderfully Wisconsin? Tell me how one would access your website.
So whatever social media platform you're on, whether it's Facebook or TikTok's my main one. But if you're on Facebook, you just search Wonderfully Wisconsin. I'll come up and you can see I post all of my same videos to each platform. But then each platform has its different ways I can interact. So I like Facebook because it's more personal. So I can post, you know, like, the Saturday I went around to like different places in Manitowoc County and I posted, all right, I'm going to be here. So, hey, if I'm in the area, maybe somebody can say like, oh, check out this bar, check out this restaurant while you're in the area.
Right.
Or I do things, you know, I did a post a couple of weeks ago. I love Brunschweiger. And I was really curious of like, is this just a Wisconsin thing? Is this a Midwest thing? Because I can't imagine people in California like, oh, I wake up in the morning and I have to have some Brunschweiger on toast.
I don't know what that is.
So that's that stuff in yellow, right?
Is the Oscar Mayer little tubes of the spreadable meat.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like
Brunschweiger.
Liver sausage?
It's like liver sausage or liverwurst.
Or liverwurst, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just things like that, you know, like having some interaction. And each platform is a different thing.
Okay. But, so they scooter. So I'm going to impress you right now. I have the Lemon app.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on there.
Oh, I don't even know what it is. Somebody just said TikTok's going out if you want to keep up with the kids, because I do that for students, but I've never used it. Anyway, Lemonade is like, wasn't that the alternative to TikTok?
Yeah, but it's different. It's
kind TikTok's
of like
TikTok's back in now, right?
Yep. Yeah, and I think it's here to stay.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, that's cool you're doing all that. Tell me what you're looking, are you going to focus on a, you have kids, right? You're talking about the families. Like, there's some unbelievable deals out there for families, and life's expensive. And if I can find something that's fun for free, I mean, I would want to go to your.
Yes. Yeah. I do a lot of that. So I kind of try to mix it up. So I'll do one video might be about a bar. One video might be about a brewery. One video might be about like that park that I talked about.
Right.
A lot of stuff I do focus family friendly, either low cost or no cost. So I would say that's at least half of the content that I put out.
Did you always want to do that? I mean, before you could take a cell phone and walk around anywhere you want and do a video and pop it up for the world to see. Did you want to be like a TV feature reporter or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I always felt that I had that ability in me. You know, even in high school, I was taking all those classes and you know, I was just really interested in it. But I just never pursued it.
Okay. And I see, you know, that's the number one thing we always talk about, that do you have this certain thing of, this is what I do love to do, and not to be cliche about, you know, and you never work, but you got to want to do something like that to really, your interest has to come through, I guess is what I'm saying. Because the camera doesn't lie, and you can tell if somebody's just kind of phoning in a story like that.
Yeah,
and that's why I thought Jeff Alexander was always, Jeff, I'll tell you what, no matter what the story was, you felt like Jeff was really interested in this person's story and really telling this person's story in the best way possible. Where I've worked with a lot of other reporters, like, let's slam this out, let's whatever, whatever. So you've got that certain inquisitiveness or something of wanting to tell these stories.
Of course, of course. It's always just genuinely me. I don't try to be anything else.
Right.
It's like, take me as I am. If you like me, you'll like my content. And if you don't, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, and if your audience is indeed the Wisconsin people, you're one of them.
Right.
You know, born and raised, you got a couple kids, so you probably put on there what you would like to, like you wish you would have seen.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And my whole thing too was when I started this, it was a lot of people, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, a lot of people tend to say, you know, oh, there's nothing to do. This place sucks. You know, it's just a typical defeatist attitude. And it's like, well, I've traveled a lot around the state. Just doing stuff. My parents were Special Olympics coaches.
Oh.
And doing that, I played sports. So I got to see a lot of the state and like realize, wow, this state is beautiful. There's so much to do. There's so much history. It's so interesting. So, hey, maybe if I can introduce this awesome stuff to people who live here, who people are curious about visiting or moving here, you know, that I can be a platform for them.
Sometimes we think everybody knows what we know. And they don't, like House on the Rock, right? You think everybody's been there. We did a survey one time, stopped people on the street. You've ever been there? And I was surprised. I thought everybody has been there.
There are a lot that weren't, or that haven't, rather.
But there's, I agree that Wisconsin is just, it's a beautiful state. Especially when you go, it's beautiful everywhere, but the west part is really, really nice with the rocks, with the hills.
And, oh, sure. I was just out there 3 weeks ago for 3 days and did a bunch of content. Unbelievable.
It is?
Yeah, it's almost like you're in a different state in a certain way.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, my mom always said, you know, there's 72 books in the Bible and there's 72 counties in Wisconsin, so there's something there. I'm like, whatever, Mom. But it is a beautiful...
Is that legit?
Yeah, she said that all the time.
I mean, she knew that? That was 72? Of course, she was a teacher.
While we are little kids, too. Anyway, Wisconsin is a wonderful state. I'm glad you're sharing that with people at no cost to them, right?
Right.
I mean, I can go and learn about something in a minute and a half, 2 minutes. Credible by you.
Can you stick around?
Of course.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Back with more, and then we also have Stacey Ryan come up, a great local author. Back after this. Everyday people.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back! Badger win yesterday. Good to hear them cranking it up. Paul Vandenplas, content creator, wonderfully Wisconsin. Do you have this as a background theme?
You should cover these guys. I mean, they are so much fun, right? I mean,
sure.
Oh, my God. They're the best.
The band?
Yeah.
Well, awesome.
That's just a lot of fun to go and see them in fifth quarter.
I wish my marching band and all that kind of stuff, pep band, was as exciting as they are.
Because
ours was pretty boring. You know, we played the horse and you played, you know, whatever, but that was about it.
Yeah.
You talking college or high school?
High school.
Oh, high school. Okay.
Yeah.
That is all up to the music director. If some of them come in with these crazy ideas but then a lot of that's funded by the parents because the school's we're not going to pay for that. But anyway, I think that's a great outlet. That's where I spent a lot of time. And hey, cover some of these
bands. You would have been a drummer.
Did you play any instruments at all?
No, I didn't. I mean, I played piano growing up for a long time, but I didn't pursue it or continue.
Okay, no disrespect. Drummer or roadie?
I see trumpet player though too.
Yeah,
I do.
A little Elhurt
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, looks like Elhurt.
Maybe that could work. All right, so you've got this wonderfully Wisconsin. How often do you post one? Notice my tech language. You know?
Clicks, posts.
I'm doing more.
What was the other word you used? Monetize?
That one I've used for years. Yeah. But I'm just really talking. How often can we look for something new?
3 times a week. So
that's a lot.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I post every
road type.
Yeah, it is. So every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, and right away in the morning. So usually about 6 a.m. I'm posting.
Awesome.
So what do you have queued up? Do you have 2 weeks ahead? I mean, do you have like 6 shows?
I'm about a month ahead my content.
All right.
I just do that just in case. It's like if I get sick. There was in November, I was so sick. I could hardly talk. So it was like 3 weeks. There was no way I could do a voiceover or do a live.
Right. Well, that's good. So you got that all?
Yep.
People look forward to that. Tell me the times again. Although we can listen to this anytime, right?
You can watch it at any time.
Right. But you post it. Tell me again, Wednesdays?
Wednesday mornings, Friday mornings, Sunday mornings.
Okay, cool.
Who does your editing and everything?
Me.
Do it all yourself, huh?
I do it all myself. And then typically on Saturdays, I do a live show. It's kind of like this, but me, and I'll just sit there and have a bunch of people show up and they'll ask me questions. We'll have a conversation. I have a lot of regulars in there.
Cool.
We just have a fun Wisconsin hangout.
That sounds great.
So that show is not a podcast though.
No, it is not.
That's something that we would, again, go and put Wonderfully Wisconsin in. It's a video.
Yep.
Am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me about the podcast world, which... I guess you got to have a
podcast. We put our toes in it. Let's just put it that way. Then we pulled them back out.
Yeah,
then we kind of put a toe in and we pulled it back out.
But we do like Joe Rogan's financials.
God. Lordy.
No, tell me about your podcast world. You must have interaction with that.
Or to be a comedian, make, $250,000 a night?
I have a lot of people who want me to come on. So that's more recent. So I haven't done any podcasts yet, but that's probably going to be changing here in the next couple of weeks. So I don't know if I'll ever do one personally because I think the videos themselves are kind of my podcast. It's like a video podcast, if that makes sense. But who knows? Maybe I know there's a lot of great podcasters in the area. Brad Zima that does Rooted Wisconsin. He does great stuff. Chris Johnson, who does Passion Pod out in Eau Claire. Really great stuff. So they do a lot of Wisconsin content. So it's like, maybe I could find... I'd be interested if I could find a co-host where you're able to just have some conversation.
Todd would be your co-host.
There you go. Okay, Todd would be Wisconsin an awesome co-host. And could help you produce too.
Absolutely.
See, are there some stories that you said you have maybe 2-3 weeks queued up, 3 shows a week, but is there something you're looking to do that you just haven't got the right contact waiting to do?
For content-wise, of course, there's a whole bunch of places in the state. It's like I want to get up to the Apostle Islands. That place is so incredible. And unless you are a lifelong Wisconsin resident, you've probably never heard of it. And even a lot of people who live here, they've heard of it, but they have no clue. You know, so just things like that.
And Mackinac Island, just to go over there and the fudge, and that's just so cool. No cars. That would be, you could probably do, 6, 7, 8 episodes there. There's just so many cool things on that island. So.
Sure. Yeah. Same with Washington Island.
Right.
Go up there and do.
Except there's snakes up there. I don't like that.
I've heard that from other people that it's loaded with snakes.
Is
that true?
I've never
been there.
I've been there, but I didn't notice any snakes.
Okay.
I guess I wasn't looking.
I had somebody else tell me that too.
I've heard that, and that's why I've never been there.
There's a guy I worked with a few years back in real estate, and he's kind of a bigger guy. And he said there is a snake on the beach like the size of his arm, like a big pine snake or something.
Probably.
Or a big water snake.
Probably a pine snake.
Okay. Just throwing that out there.
Well, there you go. There's another podcast for you or whatever, another
snakes
one of your videos.
Snakes on Washington Island.
Right. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, okay, but now your wife's from Two Rivers area.
Yes.
I mean, that area is loaded with cool, fun things.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
So one of my best videos of all time, view-wise, was Neshota Beach there.
Yeah.
And I think that place is really slept on. Like, a lot of people, they just don't even...
You know what? Do me a favor.
Don't even think of it.
Do me a favor. Don't do anything on that. Keep that as quiet as possible.
That is a lot of comments I had.
I know.
People like, why are you exposing this hidden gem?
It's my favorite place in the world.
Is that unbelievable? I mean, that's... that's ocean view. That it you is. See the ship come by and it the waves, the sound, everything about
the different
that,
colors
that, is,
that water can that be. Is, oh, I and, mean that water can be like turquoise green yep. like that down there one yeah. day for the entire thing, and the next day it's the deepest blue you'll ever find. It's yeah. just I just think that place is magical.
Oh,
I really
do. It is. And then the day that I was there to shoot video, the badger was actually coming by.
Absolutely.
I'm like, how perfect
right.
is this?
Yeah. You know? Yeah,
I know. Yep.
But yeah, I even said in my video, and a lot of people didn't like I said this because they misinterpreted it, but I said when you're there, it makes you feel like you're not in Wisconsin. Yeah,
absolutely.
And a lot of people, you know, it's like, I'm not saying Wisconsin's a bad thing. I'm just saying, hey, you don't have to drive to Florida to get views. You can get them right here.
If somebody dropped in blindfolded and said, where do you think you are? Right. They would never say Seal Two Beach. Rivers, Wisconsin.
No, not ever.
Yeah.
You could do something on the SS Badger, too.
Oh, yeah. That would be, I definitely plan
that,
on it.
Because that's fun. I mean, that is just a cool thing. Because, of course, they play bingo on there. There's all sorts of games. And I'm sure people would take an interest. Because everybody has seen it. But
right.
I don't know. I think a lot of people have been on it, though.
You know what I always mean to go to and I've never been to is the Sunday Place by Waverly.
Oh, that's the Washington House.
Yes.
I've been there many times.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I just drove by it on Saturday. I didn't stop. That was
Don't
that
they
was
have like a museum in there? Is there like a military
yes.
oh, museum?
Yeah, yeah, it's really yeah. cool.
I got to stop in there next time. All right, my friend Paul Vandenplas, content creator, wonderfully Wisconsin. Tell everybody where to find you.
All right, you can find me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, whatever social media platform you're on.
Lemonade.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow. I'm going to keep everybody informed.
Hey, you come around us. We're pretty hip in all this lingo. Thanks for being here, Paul. We're going to keep watching your stuff. Stacy Ryan, a phenomenal local author, will join us next.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. Wind chill now 22 below, 6 below regular in Oshkosh, 2 below in Appleton, 3 below in Green Bay. Todd, that's down. Is that going to keep going that way?
Possibly, yeah. We keep dipping down further and further.
Wow. All right. Well, special thanks to Brittany Merlot for being here, Civic Media meteorologist. Lance Allen, of course, CBS 58 in Milwaukee. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Paul Vandenplas, always fun having him in here, content creator for Wonderfully Wisconsin. And another lady who's making a return appearance that we're honored to have in here, Stacy Ryan, local author, podcaster, the whole thing. And I'll tell you what, Stacy, just all the respect in the world when you've taken this horrific hand maybe that you've been dealt and you've said I'm not going to sit and wallow and I'm going to attack this whole thing in the form of books and podcasts and welcome
Iron
Thank
Man
you.
Iron Man
yeah.
And then not only to do that and John's right for you to just to say look I'm not going to crawl into a bottle of gin. I'm not going to wallow in this thing.
Did I tell you I accidentally bought a bottle of gin last week?
Yes.
And I had to throw it out.
You thought it was vodka?
I poured it out. That is the worst.
It wasn't Grey Goose.
That is the worst tasting thing. It's the only time I've ever poured out a bottle of booze.
Oh dear.
Could have walked down a couple blocks and sold it to those people in the park
probably.
Over there.
Oh,
Jim would have taken it too, I think.
God.
I do like gin. But not only did you got through this, and you know, read some of your work, and it what a struggle, but you're sharing that with people, which is really what we're here to talk about.
Yep, that is the only reason that I did all of this. When the year my husband was sick in 2020.
Go ahead and back up if you don't mind. Go ahead and give it a little background
all
if
right.
you don't mind.
So he was diagnosed at the end of 2019 with cancer that, you know, a few weeks into it, we knew the prognosis. But we worked hard to, you know, figure out how to save his life.
Could I ask what type? Or
it was colon cancer.
Okay.
By the time we found out what it was, it already had metastasized to his liver. So it was just not a good card at all.
Understood.
Okay. That's too bad. I mean, that is really sad because that, quite honestly, they'll tell you that is a little bit preventable with colonoscopies and getting your polyps mm-hmm. removed. And did he do that? But this just came on very aggressively, if I can ask?
You can ask. And he did not have a colonoscopy before that.
Yeah. And I just... You know, when you read it, there's a lot of, like, famous people that just didn't do, like Vince Lombardi. There's a whole bunch of people that just didn't want to do that. And I'm sorry that happened, but I think that's okay to talk about it as well. Yes. And you're sharing that.
I mean, that's
now.
The reality of what happened and where we are. But so, yeah, he was dealt a really bad hand and just, you know.
At a young age.
At a young age. Yeah, he was 54. So, yeah, again, fought like heck to save his life. But as that year was happening and we knew the prognosis, we had thousands of conversations and he would say to me, please go continue to live your best life. Go find purpose. You have so much to offer this world. And at that time, I would nod and look him in the eyes and promise him and tell him that I will absolutely do that. Internally, I was saying, I have no idea how I'm going to do that. So, you know, fast forward through 2021 and 2022, for me, it was just literally about figuring out how to get out of bed and every day figure out how to weigh to not resort to the gin vodka route, right?
Oh, yeah.
And find my strength again. I call 2021 my year of survival, where I just got out of bed and found one simple thing to smile about or to just a reason to get out of bed. And then in 2022, I mean, I'm not new to setting goals, right? I mean, I did the Ironman, all these things career-wise. But in 2022, I'm like, all right, I got to figure this out. I can't just continue just to get up to get up. So I started setting these goals, and friends and family were encouraging me to share my story with others. And I just thought, all right, I mean, what do I have to lose? And then this thing of, all right, I'll share my story turned into a thing now, right?
In a book.
As in a book series, as in a podcast.
Yeah,
and so now I'm on a true... So, you know, the reason I added that story, the backstory, is one to, you know, so people know the backstory. But quite honestly, I found my purpose. To share my story is my purpose, because the reviews that I'm getting from my book series or my podcast, you know, specifically as it relates to widows out there, they're sending me messages that say, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being vulnerable. I had one lady who... And this brings me to tears every time I share this. But like, she emailed me and said, thank you. I read your book series. I'm so glad that you shared this with me, because she had lost her husband within the last year. Oh. She recently retired. She's like, I have quite literally been sitting in my rocking chair looking out the window with my cat on my lap, not knowing what I'm supposed to do with my life. And you inspired me to make my husband proud. And I am going to figure this out. So like, to me, like, I... Like that, just that's exactly why I did all of this. And I want to continue now to let other people outside of my friends and family in Green Bay know that this exists, right? Know that my podcast is available for them, as well as the book series.
Yeah, you can't put a price tag on that. That's awesome. You know, see, and how sad that is to, I don't know how old she was, but anybody in their 50s sitting in a rocking chair with a cat. Yeah. It's like, you're just halfway there.
Right? It breaks my heart. But
oh,
she,
it's great.
Yeah, so.
Let me ask, you made it sound a little easier than I'm sure it was. You went from, lost my husband, write books, right. Iron Man, yada, 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 yada.
Well.
Where there had to be that one day.
Oh, there's more than one day.
Where you said, okay, I got to do this, I got to. Can you tell us a little bit about that whole mindset?
So in 2020, the end of 2022 is where I thought, all right, I'm going to start working on this podcast and things. But what was happening is I was starting to get stronger little by little every single day. And so then when I started actually putting words to paper, started sharing my podcast and writing my episodes, I had to quite literally relive moments in my life, because I talk about all of the detail of what my husband went through his cancer journey in book 3. I talk about what I was dealing with in 2021 on my podcast. So I had to continually go back to a time that I had already started to process and not bury, but
open
kind
up
of bury.
Some doors that you closed.
So I knew, or I shouldn't say knew, I learned as I went how many hours I could spend on this in a day. Because when I was done with my brain as far as in my heart, because it hurt so bad, I'm like, all right, I'm done for the day. Walk away, come back tomorrow. So I had and then I work out still. So that continued to be a process and a release for me to make sure that, you know, I went for a walk or did yoga or whatever it was that I needed to release that energy. So yeah, it was super challenging.
I haven't read that, but I know. Okay, tell me about the socialization, the support groups, because that was a tough time for you because 2021 was COVID, right? And you probably.
Oh, yeah.
And we're with Stacy Ryan, local author and podcast.
I'm just curious as to what part that played into your, I'm not going to call it recovery, but just in your journey.
Yeah, so as I was healing, I had kind of this core group. We are blessed. I am blessed with thousands of friends and family, his, you know, family, my family. And so I just had these pockets of people that I would literally either have stay by my house or I would stay by them. For the entire year of 2021, I wasn't alone one day or one night. It was really hard for me to just wind down my day and then like, okay, be alone, right? That was super, I've never, for 30 years, I wasn't alone. So someone was always with me in that circle. And then as COVID sort of stopped being a thing, I could, you know, widen the circle, right? So I could not, hands down, and I reference them a lot in my podcast, have gotten through this without them and the support. Oh my gosh. I and that's what breaks my heart is people who don't have that. And that's another reason while sharing my story, I feel like, you know, this allows them to feel like they're not alone when they're feeling some of these feelings if they don't get to share them with friends and family.
Awesome. And I think that's so important that they can read and believe that they can get through it. Because there's people who take their own lives because it's just so tragic, you know? And I just want to say that, and if you're living in this bubble because of COVID, I mean, to get a book, to listen to a podcast, to say, wait a minute, not that if you can do it, I can do it. But I mean, you're pretty humble about you didn't have any magic. And you
it takes work. And it still takes work, you guys. Like, this isn't something I still, you know, have moments in my life where I'm just, I stop breathing for a second thinking, holy cow, what, you know, what happened? But I have this determination and I just dig deep every single day and there's grit and resiliency. And that's what I want to talk about and share with people, that there is hope. There is an opportunity for a whole new life, whatever that looks like.
Can you, okay, I've got your three books in my hand here. Three words is the title of one, 46 days is the other, 140.6 miles is the other, and the subtitle is It Was More Than Just Crossing the Finish Line. What order do these? Can you talk us through these three books?
So for 46 Days is the first book, just the beginning of my healing journey, which I talk about 2 months after my husband passed away. I got away for a while because I just needed to detox my brain, and I was gone for 46 days.
Got it.
And I talk about what I did on that journey to start the healing process.
Got it.
Book two is 140.6 smiles. It's a play on words. And that's what I talk about. Back in the day when I was doing marathons and Ironman and the like, I thought it was just about a goal that I was setting for myself. Fast forward to my now life, the strength and the determination it took to train for, because I talk about, I wasn't always this way and always into fitness. Talk about that.
Okay, I just picked up one of the books and just by chance came in one page, and it talks about how you were a really heavy smoker when you were young.
Oh, and my nieces and nephews, when they read that, they're like, what? I'm like, hey, we all have a past. Right. It's high school, you know? That's what you did back then. So that's what I talk about, the progression of what work I put into that, and then the support that I had from my husband and what I learned through that experience, and then how I applied that to this book three is called Three Words, which is powerful words that changed my life forever. The three words are, you have cancer. So I heard it myself in 2013 when I was diagnosed, and then in 2019 when my husband was diagnosed. So verbatim, I share from the moment we got the diagnosis to, well, through my journey of treatment and then his whole, you know, the whole thing, and what we went through, what it felt like, but then what I feather in there. So it's not, there's sad things in there, right? Because it's the truth of what really happened. And again, I needed to share that part because people who are going to experience that need to know, again, they're not alone. And it's scary. But I also, the whole three book series, if you read all three, it is a true love story of what our life was like, what the strength, what the love was, what the determination. We fought my cancer journey together. Like, I couldn't have done it without him. And all of this coupled together is what my life was with my amazing husband. And so that's the chronicler of the book and what I share in all three.
Wow. So you're young. Will this continue? I mean, you're never going to get over this. I mean, that's just
right.
The way like death
yeah.
is.
You know, it started off to be like, well, I'll just, you know, talk a little bit. And then when I'm done, I'm done. But now it's become a thing. And I'm on this this mission to, like I said, share my word or my story with more people outside of just the circle. Season three of my podcast kicks off in a few weeks. I'm going to go into video podcasting and continue to share what I am doing in my whole new life. I am dating a widow who also lost his wife to cancer, and he's going to be on my podcast, and we're going to share, again, what it's like to date in our 50s, sharing what this whole new life is, and then again, what the opportunities are for people, and we're just going to be vulnerable and keep sharing until we don't feel like sharing anymore. That's what we're going to do.
And you haven't written something like, I went to the moon. I mean, there's a lot of people going through this right now at this time.
Everyone,
your age.
Every family, everybody's dealt yep. with something like this.
That's yep. great. Thanks for sharing this.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask, we're going to send her a quick break. When we come back, I want to ask the role, and obviously you do these Iron Man type things, the role that, and like we mentioned, not reaching for the gin or whatever, the role that having that other thing that gets you up off the couch right. and outside or whatever, how big of a part that plays for people recovering in both yourself with cancer and your husband's loss. So I think that's a really important aspect that I want to talk about. Is that cool?
Yeah,
okay.
I'll be here.
We'll be right back. Stacey Ryan, local author, podcaster. She's amazing. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, getting close to wrapping it up on this really cold Monday morning, wind chill of 22 degrees below zero in the area right now. We are joined by just a tremendous spokesperson, Stacey Ryan, local author, podcaster. I say spokesperson. There's about 8 different categories you can be the spokesperson for in doing through
right?
all this.
So I want to do some public speaking and motivational like speaking. I'm like, which topic should
That's
I talk
exactly
about?
What I mean. Which one do you find is most important?
I think it's going to depend on the audience I'm speaking
yeah,
with.
You're right.
And really the generalization of what I'm talking about is and how I'm going to start marketing myself is determination, grit, and resiliency. That's, you know, the umbrella of what I will be speaking about.
Love it.
And talking about now.
And there's a lot of venues to that. I mean, there's these cancer support groups.
Right.
There's these yep. grief support groups. There's just a lot out there. And to hear, I mean, we sit around and talk about each other's experience, but I mean, you're through it a lot further than some other people. That's my
yeah. It took a lot of work.
Oh yeah, no,
but
it's
like I said before, it's an continuation, forever work kind of thing. So
oh, before the break, I asked you that about the role that exercise and you take it a step beyond it. You take it numerous steps behind just exercise when you're talking about Iron Man. But having something like that is a little bit of an outlet. The importance of that.
One of my podcasts, and I believe it's season one. It's called Why I Make Exercise a Priority. And
okay.
on that episode, I talk about how that quite literally, it used to be something that I did because, you know, from a health perspective, obviously,
sure.
but I actually enjoy it and like challenging myself. But then after my husband passed away, it became a life-saving tool. And I talk about why and the benefits of that. And again, there were days where I could have easily not gotten out of bed, right? That would have been the easier route. And that's what I talk about is I chose to not take the easier route and then find that thing every day. And that exercise in 2021 was this life-saving thing for me to just create some positive endorphins. And then when I was reliving while I was writing and talking on my podcast, exercise gave me that release, you know, from all these toxins that I was putting back in my brain and my heart to release that. So exercise just does, I don't know, so many things.
Awesome.
I could just have a podcast on that.
You're right about that. And I don't know that you were ever close to going another direction, but it's unfortunate that a lot of people do. And
I talk about that honestly in my book. Yep.
And I want to ask you, did you go get some help, or is this all driven by you?
Yep. Okay. And I have a podcast episode on that. And I talk about when I seeked counseling, it was about 5 months after my husband passed away. I'm like, all right, I got to talk to somebody. I chose to meet with one person, like a therapist, versus a group counseling setup, because for me, I get so attached to people that I'm like, huh, I don't know how sitting around a room of people hearing their sad story is going to help me, because I'll just be sad. So I chose a therapist, and I walked in there and I said, you know, here's my story, blah, blah, blah. I want tools when I walk out of here and how I can continue to move forward with, I'm already doing these things. Tell me what else I can do. And I want to work on those, and then I will work on those, and then I'll come back to you the next time and tell you how much progress I made. And she's like, oh, wow, Stacey, I've never had anybody come in here to be like, give me the tools. Mm-hmm. Most people come in and like just cry, woe is me, blah, right, blah, blah. And that's fine, too. There's nothing wrong with that. That's a necessary part of the journey, and everyone's different. But for me, I was driven to be like, please help me. And I openly share what we talked about in our counseling sessions on one of my episodes.
Oh, that's great.
This is deep. This is great stuff. It's so impressive, Joe. So impressive.
You know, and thank you. I don't want to put a business spin on it, but there's...
But he will.
No, I just want to say...
I'm open book.
No, but my point on that is that's a huge market. There's just a lot of people that are like you or going to be like you. You
know, I found out, right?
Right? Like, it's unbelievable how many people in... Just as I was telling Johnny yesterday, I was at a basketball game. Some guy came up to me and I'm like, yeah, you know, when you go into Hawaii... No, no, no. And he goes, hey, look, man, I got cancer. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I know.
And it's just, I came home and told my wife that, and it doesn't sound great. I mean, I'm very sad for him. But I think, you know, that's you went through a very scary time, and then I'm sure you went through some different stages.
But you know what I like about this? And again, I can use the word like, because what you're doing is you're shedding light on something that is so in the corners. Nobody really wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about the pain they went through when they lost their husband or him with their wife. And you're bringing this out in such a bold way. It's like, don't be afraid to... You know what I mean? You're really aggressive about this, which I love. I think that's fantastic.
It's kind of my MO, probably a little bit. I am and have been a driven person as it relates to career and obviously fitness. And maybe this is just the next, you know, passion I have, right? Because all I am doing this for, like I said, is to make sure others know that they are not alone. And there are opportunities. And man, the feedback that I get, you know, that the one lady that I spoke about before, and I have more, you know, that reach out to me, or I have friends who, like you said, that their spouse, or they know somebody, their neighbor, you know, Stacey, what should I do? What should I say? And should I give them your books? Or should I have them listen to your podcast? And I'm like, yes. But, you know, they just are a month into their journey. Yeah. It might be a little bit too raw right now, but when it makes sense, let them know that these exist. And, you know, if it
feels you waited how long?
To do this? It was 2 years.
2 years.
After. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell everybody, we got 1 minute left. Tell everybody where they can buy your books and find your podcast.
Okay. So my podcast is called Whole New Life.
Whole New Life.
And I am, my website is StaceyRyanAuthor.com. So all the links that I'm going to talk about are on there. I am on Buzzsprout, Apple, and Spotify for the podcast. And then my book series, you can buy on Amazon. I have it in ebook. A paperback, ebook, and audiobook. And the audiobooks I recorded in my voice. And you can buy them through me if you want to have a book signing party, book clubs. Right.
What if somebody wants to hook you up for a speaking engagement?
StaceyRyanAuthor.com. My email's on there, please. I would love that so much.
And we will have that on our website and everything too, our Facebook and everything. Stacey Ryan, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
You're awesome.
I appreciate it.
You are awesome. We're out of time. Back in tomorrow morning. Mind of the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.